Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance presents The Barker. The following program is presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder, on behalf of the Government Woman Power Campaign. And here is your host, Arnold Moss, to tell you about this evening's presentation, The Barker.
Good evening. The story we're about to bring you is no ordinary one, where a boy meets a girl while a violin plays in the moonlight. And yet, this is a romance. A romance of the carefree days before the war. A love story as American as popcorn and peanuts. As American as the big top and the sideshow. Bright lights and brightest stars. And the unforgettable excitement in the voice of the Barker.
Ladies and gentlemen, step a little closer. You're now standing directly in front of the big feature attraction of Colonel Gowdy's Big City Shows. The biggest show for the money that ever played your beautiful little city. On the inside, you will see Princess Kalima, the bride of sunny Honolulu. And as a special advertising price, tonight the admission is only one dime, 10 cents, the tenth part of a dollar. Remember, it's the big feature show of the Midway. Already, the box office is open, the performers retire, and the show starts right away.
Hello, Nifty.
Hi, Carrie.
Why are you going so fast? Can't you stop and talk a while?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Gee, you were great out in front tonight. Sit down a minute.
Okay, Carrie. Hey, ain't that a new dress?
Well, fancy you noticing. You haven't kissed me.
Well, that's easily fixed.
Ah, Nifty, there's nobody in the world like you.
That's right.
Modest, ain't you?
I like that dress. Makes your eyes look blue.
They are blue. Nifty, how much do you love me?
Enough. Hey, we ain't gonna go through all that again, are we?
Well, a girl likes to be told. Nifty, if you do love me like you say, won't we get married?
Oh, look, Carrie, we've been through this so many times. You don't seem to remember I got a kid to put through college. And I ain't marrying anybody until he's educated.
Kid's kind of standoffish, Nifty. But I'm going to try and get acquainted with him.
Well, I didn't want him working in the carnival this summer, but he's going back to college in the fall. And, Carrie, when I get ready to settle down, if you still want me, you'll find me with that ring in my pocket and the minister in the box.
I guess I'll be hanging around till then. But the waiting gets kind of hard sometimes.
You're all right, Carrie. Come on, give us a kiss. I got to get back to my tent now and get ready for the next show. Pucker up, kid.
You big bum.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah?
You and me got something to say to each other. Sit down.
Yeah?
What's the idea of giving the kid a drink a little while ago?
He asked for one.
You didn't have to give it to him, did you? You know better than that. Now, Carrie, the only thing for you and me to do is lay our cards on the table. And it comes down to this. We're through.
Through? Nifty, you don't mean that. Well, you can't mean that. You know how it is with me. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not ditching you as far as the show's concerned. You're a swell little dancer, Carrie, and the job is yours as long as you're with the outfit. But I gotta think of Chris.
Chris?
Yeah, he's never been around carnival people before. He's used to a different class.
So that's it. I'm not good enough to associate with your precious Chris. Well, I'll show you whether I'm good enough or not. I'll show you.
Oh, take it easy. This ain't going to get you anywhere.
Sure, take it easy. Don't upset Nifty Miller. He's a kingpin around here. He can walk in and out of anybody's life whenever his royal highness desires.
Okay, Carrie. Let's leave it that way. So long.
What's the matter, Carrie? You crying in there?
Say, where's Nifty? I just heard his voice.
He's gone, Lou.
Oh, well, don't cry about it. You've had fights before. Say, Carrie.
What?
Why don't you do something to turn the laugh on Nifty?
Do something to Nifty?
Yeah.
Like how?
Well, he's so crazy about his precious kid, isn't he? We ought to be able to figure something out. I might try my charms on Chris.
No, that's a swell idea. Would you do that? Would you help me get the kid away from Nifty?
Sure I would. At least I'd try. I might not fall for it, you know.
Why, he can't take his eyes off you already. You're the prettiest thing he's ever seen. He's as green as grass. You could pick him off like nothing.
Lou, you make that kid fall for you, I'll give you $100.
$100?
Yeah.
Holy cow!
Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
In just a moment, we'll bring you the second act of The Barker. And now a word from Del Shabbat.
America needs more women war workers and needs them now. If there are women listening who have made up their minds to fill this need, then this announcement is for your guidance. Go tomorrow to your local United States Employment Service and tell them you're available. They will inform you where women workers are needed most. They can advise you about transportation, child care, shopping. They'll give you all the friendly, helpful advice you need. So if you're willing to work for a speedy Allied victory and get paid for doing it, go tomorrow to your local United States Employment Service and enroll for a full-time or part-time war job. And now, the second act of The Barker.
Chris! Hey, Chris, wait for me!
Oh, hello, Lou. Oh,
where you going?
Just walking.
Mind if I come along?
Of course not.
Oh, swell night, isn't it? Look at that moon.
Oh, it sure is. I like to walk at night. Everything seems different somehow. It's like another world.
You're a funny kid.
Why?
I don't know. Things you say.
I'm glad you came along.
Why?
Guess I just wanted to get acquainted with you, that's all. You seem kind of different from all the West somehow. I know you think I'm crazy. But it seemed as though the first time I saw you, something happened to me inside. And I thought, this is going to be important.
Well, that's a new line.
It isn't a line. I haven't known very many girls. Never had much time for them. I'm afraid I haven't got a line.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I was thinking how beautiful you are in the moonlight.
You're very sweet.
You're very lovely. Do you think it'd be all right if I kissed you?
Well, I couldn't answer that beforehand.
All right, Lou?
All right, Chris.
Sitting all alone, Nifty. Where's Chris?
I don't know. He's busy someplace. What's it to you, Carrie?
Nothing. Only I think I'd be wondering if I was you. He's probably up on top of the hill again. Spends a lot of time up there lately.
Oh! Oh, I'm all out of breath.
Oh, there you are, m'lady. The world at your feet and the stars at your fingertips.
Oh.
Let's sit down against that boulder. There's something I want to ask you.
You sound kind of serious, Chris.
I've never been more serious in my life.
Well, I'm waiting to hear what you have to say.
I don't know exactly how to say it. Isn't that funny? All my life, I've thought someday there'd be one special girl. And I'd take her on top of the tallest hill I could find. And then I'd say, it's you I've been waiting for. That world down there will be the most wonderful place in the world. if you put your hand in mine and go into it with me. And if you won't, and I have to go back to it alone, I'll be lonely all the rest of my life.
Oh, Chris. Chris. Oh, my darling.
Carrie, you telling me the truth? You gave that little tramp $100 to go after Chris?
I was sore. I don't know what I was thinking about. Nifty, I don't know what to do.
Well, never mind. I know what to do. When they come back from their walk, I'll be waiting for them.
Well, we're almost home. Chris, there's something I gotta tell you.
Hmm?
I've been wanting to tell you, but I didn't know how.
You mean about Carrie and the $100?
You knew about that?
I've known all along. People who live in tents don't really have secrets from each other.
You hate me, don't you?
Lou, what does it matter how it started? That's behind this. The only important thing is how we take it from here.
Oh, Chris. Chris, I love you so much. I couldn't say it before. It didn't seem honest. But you knew it, didn't you? You knew that, too.
Yes. I knew that, too. Will you marry me, Lou?
Thanks very much, Chris. I'd love to.
Well, I guess that calls for a kiss.
Chris. Chris, take your hands off that woman.
Hello, Father. Lou, go on back.
I'll stick with you, Chris.
No, this is between my father and me. You go back.
All right, Chris.
I'm glad you met us, Dad. Now you know. I don't have to hide it from you anymore. I would have told you about Lou and me when we first fell in love, but I didn't think you'd understand.
I'd have understood all right. I know Lou. I've known her kind most of my life.
You don't know Lou, or you wouldn't speak about her like that. I love her, and she loves me, and you might as well get used to it.
She loves you. You bet she loves you. She loves you so much she took $100 to get you to fall for her. You didn't know that, did you?
Yes, I knew it, and it doesn't matter. She was doing it for Carrie. Someone had to do something for Carrie when you walked out on her.
Carrie is my business and nobody else's.
You thought you were too good for her, didn't you? You think you're too good for everyone in the carnival. Well, okay. I guess that makes you too good for me, too.
Oh, son, don't you understand? Don't you know why? It was for you. I wanted something better for you.
What's wrong with the people here? So they're rough and ready and short on grammar, but they're honest and loyal. And they'll stick to you when you're in trouble.
You got to marry the right kind of a girl from a good family. What class to her? Lou ain't good enough for you.
I love her. I'm going to marry her.
You fool. You don't have to marry her kind.
If you weren't my father, I'd kill you for that.
I'd like to knock your block off. Maybe a good licking would bring you to your senses. Now you listen to me. You're my son and you'll do as I say. She's leaving this show. She's fired. And you're staying here until you get some sense in your head. Now then, what are you going to do about that?
Here, I'll help you into the car, Mrs. Miller.
Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Chris Miller. Oh, that's a lovely name. You think the Colonel would mind if we turned on the radio?
I don't think so. It was swell of him to lend us the car.
Do you think he guessed?
I'm pretty sure he did. Oh, it's too bad we've got no time for a real honeymoon.
Oh, I love that song. It's a nice song to listen to on your wedding night. I don't want to walk without you. It kind of says everything, doesn't it, Chris?
I guess it does at that.
Let's remember everything about tonight. The way the stars looked and how sleepy the Justice was and that funny little old house he lived in and the way we drove back together. Will you remember all those things about your wedding, Mr. Miller?
I'll remember you.
Hello, Lou. I see you're packing.
Are you almost ready, darling?
Oh. Hello, Dad.
Hey, Lou, will you leave us alone for a minute?
Sure, sure, I'll leave you alone.
What's the matter, Lou?
Oh, nothing, Chris. I'll be outside. If you want to change your mind about coming, it's all right, you know.
I won't be changing my mind, and you're staying right here. You're my wife now, and anything he has to say, he can say to both of us. What's on your mind, Dad?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Go on away with her, and don't ever let me see you again. She's got you, and she can keep you. You ain't worth saving.
Okay, Dad. Come on, Lou.
Nifty. I couldn't help hearing Nifty. It's me. It's Carrie.
Carrie. Carrie.
Listen, go of my arm. You're hurting me.
This is your fault. You got that little devil to take him away from me.
Nifty!
Wait, you never double-cross me or anybody else. I'll learn you.
Nifty, stop it. You, in God's name, man, what are you doing?
Try to kill me. Try to kill me, that's what...
You're all right, Carrie. Get back to your own tent. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Nifty.
You don't know what she done.
No matter what she done, you got no right to do a thing like this. Nifty, as long as we've worked together, I never saw you lose control of yourself like that before.
I wish I'd killed her. I'm sorry, Hap. I gotta get out of this carnival. You'll have to take over for me.
You don't mean that, Nifty. What'll you do? Where'll you go?
What difference does it make where I go? All I know is I'm through with trooping. It's lost me my son. That's what it's done. It's lost me my son.
I'll get it, darling. Why, Nifty, how on earth...
I just dropped by for a visit, if it's all right.
Oh, sure, of course it's all right. Come on in, let me take your coat. Chris, surprise!
Who is it? Dad. Oh, Dad, it's good to see you.
Well, I just happened to be in Chicago, in your neighborhood. I thought I'd see how you was getting along.
Oh, we're so glad. It's been almost a year, and that's too long. Oh, will you excuse me a minute? I've got something on the stove.
You're looking better than I ever seen you, son.
Thanks. I'm feeling good. I got a job at nights. I have to leave pretty soon, as a matter of fact. Daytimes, I'm in school. I'm going to be a lawyer yet. Lou's working in the store.
Lou's doing that?
That's right. She wants me to get through school, and that was the only way we could manage it.
I guess I made a mistake. Guess I was a little too hard on Lou.
Well... that's over now. We can be family now. Can't we, Dad?
Son, I...
yeah. Yeah, me too.
Chris, can you come here a minute?
Excuse me, Dad. I have a chair. And there's some of your favorite cigars in that box. They might be a little stale. They've been waiting for you a long time.
Thanks, son.
What is it, Lou?
We better let Carrie go in alone.
How does he look?
A little too thin, Carrie. He's been down on his luck. Oh, he's got to go back to the carnival. They need him, and he needs them.
He may not want to see me. Why don't you let me sneak out the back door?
Nothing doing. You're going in. Go on, Carrie.
Nifty.
Carrie, how did you get here?
Oh, I just was passing through town with the show. We missed you, Nifty.
Hey, ain't that a new dress?
Yeah, it is. It is a new dress. Well, fancy you noticing.
It's a nice dress. Blue always was your color, Carrie.
Oh, Nifty, it's been so long. I've been waiting so long. Any day now, they'll be calling me an old maid.
Are we gonna go through that again?
But you said when Chris was through school, and he's gonna be through any year now.
Well, you still want me after the way I treated you?
We both made mistakes, Nifty. We let our tempers get away from us, but that don't change how we feel inside. Nifty?
Huh?
Ain't you gonna kiss me?
Sure I am. Pucker up, kid.
Look, you two, why don't you get married?
Now you're talking. What do you say, Carrie? Well, come on, come on. Don't keep me waiting. We got a train to catch if we're going to catch up with the show. And we got to see about a preacher and a license. Huh? What do you say?
You big bum.
Atta girl. I knew you'd say yes. Come on, let's see about the handcuffs and then we'll head for the Midway. It's warm weather. Ought to be a good night. Can't you smell the popcorn and the peanuts and the elephants? Can't you hear that music playing and see those crowds? Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and see the biggest little show on earth. For 10 cents, one-tenth of a dollar. The most stupendous, the most colossal, the most terrific show on earth. Come on, Carrie. Let's go home.
The curtain has fallen on The Barker. And in just a moment, we'll hear about next week's play. But first, this is the case of Mrs. Sophie G. Last year, when Sophie saw young women in Army and Navy uniforms, she said, "Well, now, that's mighty fine. I only wish I were young enough to join." And then many of Sophie's neighbors went into defense plants. Sophie admired them for their courage and competence, but added, "I only wish I could hold down a real job." Later, when more of Sophie's friends, married women with household duties, took on part-time war essential jobs, Sophie said, "Well, I'd kind of like to do it too, but I just can't leave my house." And then suddenly, something happened to Sophie. What happened was a passionate determination to help America win the war, to finish it as quickly as possible, to have an actual part in doing the job and to get back to peace and all the rightful joys of peace. With that determination, Sophie found that all her objections melted away. She could take a job. She could leave her house. She could, and she did. Well, ladies, this is still a free country. No one is compelling you to join the women's branches of the armed forces. No one commands you to take on a war production job. But if America is to meet its war production goals, goals vital to victory, every woman is vitally needed to help. Take a full-time job if you can, or part-time at least. You don't need experience. All you need is the desire to help, the will to work, and ordinary good health. And don't forget, too, you'll be earning good money in whatever branch or war job you enter. And when victory comes, you'll earn the right to say, "I helped." Will you do it now? Go then tomorrow to your local United States Employment Service office. They'll help you find the job, full-time or part-time, for which you are best suited. Our play next week brings you one of the great romances of history, the love story of Lord Nelson and the strange, dark English beauty who was Emma, Lady Hamilton. Until next Tuesday, then, when Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance presents Lady Hamilton, this is your host, Arnold Moss, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance. In tonight's play, The Barker, by Kenyon Nicholson, Nifty was played by Eric Dressler, Carrie by Elspeth Eric, Chris by Leon Janney, and Peggy Stanley played the role of Lou. The radio adaptation was by Gene Holloway, the music composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow, and the production was directed by Mark Loeb. This program was presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by Colgate-Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder, on the government Woman Power campaign.
Latest reports from doctors on the 14-day Palmolive plan.
Seattle reports better complexions for 72%.
Oklahoma City reports better complexions for 87%.
In city after city, doctors tested the 14-day Palmolive plan on all types of skin. And 2 out of 3 of all women tested got better complexions in 14 days.
What is this 14-day Palmolive plan?
Wash your face 3 times a day with Palmolive soap. Then each time take 60 seconds more to massage Palmolive's lovely soft lather onto your skin as you would a cream. Then rinse. This cleansing massage with Palmolive's lather brings your skin its full beautifying effect.
See what Palmolive can do for your skin in 14 days. Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.